wool's entirely covered with yarn, so it looks like a ball of wool. And then you just get some cocktail sticks, and you can put a little bead on the end to look like knitting needles, and then you just stick those into the yarn.
This is very cute.
And it looks like balls of wool on your tree.
And great as a gift for somebody who likes handmade gifts as well, because they probably enjoy knitting if they enjoy handmade gifts.
Exactly.
It's just like a stereotypical match in my brain.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to skip to, so if you want something that's personalised, one of the things that you could think about is recording a favourite holiday or a favourite walk or somewhere that you've been with someone or somewhere that you know somebody really loves. And you could find a map. So you could make it more vintage by kind of, you know, coffee staining it or doing whatever you want. But you could just find the map of their favourite place that they go to and then kind of outline that route or outline somewhere on that map. You can do it with some ribbon or some twine. So just kind of make it really obvious, using some kind of hot glue or something else, just kind of make that. Put it in a nice frame. Decorate the frame, and then you've got kind of recording a treasured place that you love going to with somebody or that they love going to.
You go to a second hand shop and find all of these old ordnance survey maps, can't you? They're usually stacked up in the back.
But you can take a normal map and just make it look a bit older. I think it's just about giving somebody something that's personalised and meaningful.
It's a memory to put on the wall.
Yeah, and the shops are absolutely bursting with candles at the moment, but you can make your own candles, and sometimes it's cheaper than some of the ones that you might see buying in the shops.
Or use the ends of your old candles as well.
Remelt all the bits of old candles that you might have lying around the house. You can go to a website called sugarandcharm.com and find how to make some DIY scented soy candles on there. You can make them in different colours. You can add different essential oils to them, so you could have a pine one or a berry flavoured one.
Eucalyptus to remind you of Madeira.
Exactly. Put them in a nice jar, again, upcycle some old jam jars or something, and wrap some nice twine around it and a leaf or a sprig of what it smells like, and give somebody a homemade candle instead of buying one. And then if you're interested in doing a little bit of work with polymer clay, you know, this is stuff that we can you get in all good art shops have polymer clay. And have you noticed there's been so many more crystals and kind of crystal-related gifts over the last couple of years? Well, these are some DIY agate coasters. So if you want to combine crystals and coasters, who wouldn't? You can find out how to make these at jenwoodhouse.com. And they are a kind of a white polymer clay that's been coloured with different kind of bluey kind of colours of agate to make it look like that stone, and then it's got a really nice kind of gold edge to them. They make really lovely coasters and really very special. So do that. And then the other kind of, everyone buys those pre-made bubble bath and you know, kind of bath gift boxes.
Yeah.
But I think it's just going that little step further and saying, if you want to buy somebody something that's cleaning related.
When you go and buy one of those boxes, there's usually something like moisturiser that you know that they're never going to use. So why not just buy the products individually, put them together in a basket?
And then you can shop around a bit as well, because you might find that, you know, some of those kind of slightly cheaper shops or some of the places that have end of ranges, that kind of stuff, you can buy some really great quality products at cheaper prices. And there's loads of those gift boxes and baskets and things, and you can just make up your own is kind of geared to that person that you're giving it
to. What I like about the picture you've put in the show notes is that you've got the bath salts, you've got the candle, but there's also a bottle of rosé and a bar of chocolate.
Exactly.
You know, it's not all just about bathing, it's about eating and drinking as well.
It's about relaxing, isn't it? It's about relaxing this Christmas.
It's all about eating and drinking.
Yes.
As much as you can.
Exactly. And waiting for some more snow, which we're going to listen to now.
Just you and me, our boots creaking quietly. We would never be Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
This is my winter song to you. The storm is coming soon. It rolls in from the sea. My voice a beacon in the night. My words will be your light to carry you to me. Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love. They say that things just cannot grow beneath the winter snow, or so I have been told. They say we're buried far, just like a distant star. I simply cannot hold. Is love alive? Is love alive?
This is my winter song to you. The storm is coming soon. It rolls in from the sea. My love, a beacon in the night. My words will be your light to carry you to me. Is love alive?
We don't want Nora Jones just yet.
No, a little premature.
That was nice, though. I enjoyed that. With Sarah, I can never pronounce her surname, Sarah Barre, with Winter Song. So that was really lovely. So Christmas podcasts. We've got a little bit of time to do a few Christmas podcasts. I was looking around everything from kind of stories to music to all sorts of things. So here's a couple. So if I try read the first one,
yeah,
and then you go for it. So Christmas past. So this is behind every Christmas tradition is a story, often a forgotten one. Every year, as we put up a tree and pour out the eggnog, we're continuing generation old narratives while mostly being unaware of their starting chapters. So this is called Christmas Past. So you can join Brian Earle to explore the fascinating stories behind the most wonderful time of the year. It's equal parts nerdy, deep dive, and warm-hearted celebration. So think about the kind of nerdiness of understanding Christmas traditions, but also kind of enjoying them at the same time. It's one of the longest running Christmas podcasts. I think it's in its 8th or 9th season. Vanity Fair described it as excellent production, engaging narration, and short digestible running times. Christmas Past is perfect to put on while you're decorating your tree or preparing your Christmas dinner. And he's also, Brian Earle, has got a book out as well, if you wanted to look at that up. So that was Christmas Past.
I quite like this next one. Tinsel Tunes. I think I mainly like it for the name, to be honest, which is a podcast about Christmas music. So the Tinsel Tunes podcast goes into great detail about Christmas music. Full of fun and interesting facts, it will get you into the Christmas spirit, no doubt. Hear about classics, modern songs, songs you love, and even those songs that you really dislike.
And there are some.
Yeah, thinking about Spencer with Jethro Tull, The Bells. We go deep into the history of Christmas songs, explore the compositions, and play lots of music. So if you're looking for something that's going to engage you in a couple of different sensual ways, Tinsel Tunes is for you.
And over for film buffs, Christmas Movies Actually. You don't have to love Christmas to love this podcast, though. Film critic Colin Suter and renowned sheep expert Kerry Finnegan, don't know why, delve into every type of Christmas movie they can find, from classics, non-classics, horror, Hallmark, obscurities, foreign, shorts, TV specials, unnecessary sequels and remakes, even films you might not think of as traditional Christmas movies. You can have an argument with yourself around that. Yeah. The great, the awful and the unusual all year round. That's Christmas Movies Actually.
Over to BBC Good Food podcast. Me and Claire have just been talking about the food that she ate on holiday, and I'm very hungry, so I might listen to this now. Host Tom Kerridge, Miriam Nice, Malika Basu and Orlando Murren chat to cook chefs and characters about their favourite dish, how they've made it their own, and where it's led them to their cooking journey and life lessons and laughs along the way. Discover inspiring new recipes and cook along with us in our easy-to-follow bonus episode. Lots of Christmas food ideas too.
Yeah, they've got quite a few things with Jamie Oliver.
I wonder if they'll do the pepper caca.
They might do. Noticed they've got Jamie Oliver's gravy running at the moment.
Oh.
Pre-make your gravy.
Nothing grave about you, Jamie Oliver.
Oh, it's like you've been to a panto.
I feel like I have.
For the rest of us who want to remain calm this Christmas, the Calm Christmas Podcast is a cosy listen during the darkest season of the year by best-selling well-being author Beth Kempton. She shares soothing wintry words from her favourite poets and writers, tips for a stress-free holiday season, and advice for taking care of ourselves at this time of year. You can join Beth at her kitchen table in the English countryside to explore ideas for a natural and sustainable Christmas, look into the origins of some of our most loved traditions, and see how winter is endured and celebrated around the world. New episodes every week throughout November and December. The Calm Christmas Podcast is less of a countdown to Christmas than a travelling together through winter. So mark your diary and allow Beth to inspire you to let go of perfection and create a meaningful, nourishing celebration this year. There are logs on the fire, tea in the pot, and gingerbread fresh out of the oven. Pull up a chair and relax. It is Christmas after all. I mean, that just sounds
even
lush,
hearing about
it?
The podcast makes you feel calm.
Just lush.
Now, if you're interested in what Father Christmas is up to at the moment,
we all are,
which we are, obviously, it's December. Elfcast Stories with Father Christmas is a podcast about the countdown to Christmas. So every day you can join Father Christmas for a live update straight from the heart of Lapland.
Love this.
Obviously. Hear the whimsical tales of busy elves, magical adventures, and the joyous preparations for the merriest season of all. Don't miss a moment of magic by tuning in daily to the Elfcast Stories this December.
Obviously, Elfcast rather than podcast.
Yes.
But yes, the live update straight from the heart of Lapland is very important.
Yes.
For some ghostly stories, join John Briggs on the Christmas Ghost Stories. Since Victorian times, Christmas has traditionally been the best time of year to gather around a log fire, turn the lights down low, and indulge in a ghost story. And annoyingly, Uncanny's just finished, so you have to find something else. So I'm going to tune into this one.
Yes. Seasonal.
Exactly.
Seasonal Uncanny.
Every year, journalist and broadcaster John Briggs, also known as the original voice of Siri in the UK, has recorded a haunted tale thrilling enough to freeze your mulled wine and send shivers down the back of Santa's neck. These tales of the supernatural are collected in this podcast, and they go back as far as 2015, I think, when they started.
Wow.
But there's loads of stories to listen to there. So for all those uncanny listeners who need their ghost stories still,
need their
tune in on this one.
Yeah, and in parallel to that, if you don't like creepy stories at Christmas, you can just listen to average Christmas stories.
But yes.
Just, you know, Christmas stories about Christmas and stuff.
Absolutely.
So Christmas Stories with Tobias Sturt, Merry and Magical Stories That Take Christmas Seriously, or As Seriously As It Should, which is both not and all and entirely too much. So this is 24 episodes of a new story every December, an audiobook advent calendar. Get bonus content on Patreon, hosted on Acast too. So you can just listen to a nice story every day in December about Christmas.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Right, so we're going to get back to some more music now, and we're going to bring Nora Jones back in with her wintertime song.
I'm alone, but I feel all right in the summertime and the fall. In the spring, house is dark, doesn't bother me. I know it's in the light, the shadows start to move. There's a hurt in the winter time, makes it you can do. I know, I know.
Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
It ain't even cold outside, now where I'm from. Feeling like it's mid-July, under the sun. My jacket don't get no love, no hats and no gloves. Not even a chance to rain. But my baby's in town and we're gonna do some winter things. Degrees, gotta get out. Ain't no ice and no chills, no snowman to build. Most of our friends at the beach, but my baby's in town and we're gonna do some winter things. Hey, 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 oh, I wanna pretend we're at the North Pole, turning the heat into an ice cold holiday made just for me and my baby.
We don't want Miley Cyrus yet.
Not yet. But that was Winter Things by Ariana Grande.
That was quite nice, that one.
Yeah, I think we're having a lot of relaxing songs.
We
that
are.
Kind
we
of
are.
Making us less active on the older actually running the radio.
Exactly. Yes, it's been a little bit sitting and looking at pictures of Madeira.
Yeah, very nice.
But let's get back to some events. What's happening?
So there's lots of things happening in the next couple of weeks, obviously, because it is Christmas time. So first of all, on Wednesday from 6 till 7:30, we have the Yay Mates Christmas party.
Yay!
So we'll be joined by Nicola from Blue Serif. So you know,
yes,
local Blue Serif lovely people who will be giving a presentation on optimizing your social media as a creative. So a little bit of serious, and then we're going to get into some fun with games with Dicing with Life. So if you don't know who Dicing with Life are, it's a gaming charity based in Havering, and they do regular clubs, but they're going to come and show us how to play some of these kind of newer games.
We're talking board games.
Board games, yes. So I'm sure there'll be some stuff like Dobble going on, but there'll be some newer ones. If, I mean, to be honest, even if you're looking to buy some Christmas presents for people and you want some advice, I'm sure they'll be happy to lend a voice.
I'm definitely going to try and get there. My only slight worry is that it's 6 till 7:30. It's just not going to be long enough.
Yeah, well,
you're going to start getting into gaming. You know, need to be there till nine.
They will be short games.
All right.
However, I don't think we've actually left a Yay Mates before 8 o'clock ever since we've been at the Brentwood Theatre. And Ian is very accommodating. So thank you, Ian, if we hang over a little bit too much. They also have lovely festive drinks in the Brentwood Theatre bar at the moment as well. So I'm going to be making full... what's it for that?
Use of those drinks.
Full use.
Full use of those drinks, yes.
And it's free to join. You can sign up at Yay Mates Eventbrite.
Fabulous. On Saturday the 9th of December, Snow's Christmas Stocking Filler Fair, that's a mouthful, in Romford from 10 till 4. It's an annual fundraising event for the No Collective. That's where...
Yes, hence me pushing this every week.
Hence Natalie pushing
it. Please come.
It's at the Mercury in Romford, and it will have everything from handmade gifts to free children's activities, character visits and more. It's free to join and will include some artworks on sale from Yay Mates members, art prints from Lee Croxton, craft gifts and face painting from Ellie Childcare.
Yeah, that's her brand.
Oh, okay. Princess Entertainment from Thameside Theatre's youth producers, free kids craft snappy crackers, hot drinks downstairs on the same day. There will also be some delightful ballerinas.
Yes.
So get it's along to Romford in the Mercury from 10 till 4 on the 9th.
So we mentioned earlier there was an opportunity to do some agate making at home.
DIY agate coasters.
If you're interested in casting and what that is, ooh, you can come to the Mercury on the following Saturday and do some Jesmonite casting.
Nice.
So that is an activity that costs about £2 to join. It's a voluntary donation that's going to Women's Aid, but basically you can make a little tray for Santa to put his mince pie on
with some Jessamite,
or you can make a candle holder, whichever you want to do. But again, it's we did this at Yay Mates a couple of months ago, and it was really popular, so we thought we'd do that again.
Nice.
So
Saturday the 16th of December, yes, from 11 till 3,
and you can sign up to it through Eventbrite or you can just turn up.
Nice.
Book a sesh.
At the Brentwood Theatre, they are showing Let It Snow, and they've advertised this as a pay what you can session, which is really lovely. Yeah. They believe that everyone should have access to the theatre, and they're thrilled to be able to support two special pay what you can performances of their Christmas musical Let It Snow on Friday the 15th and Monday the 18th of December at 6 p.m. They've set up the two events with a flexible ticket option, so you can set your own price at the ordering page. There's a minimum price of £3 per ticket, but people can book online, over the phone, or in person, or at the box office. So if you go to ticketsource.co.uk and look for Brentwood Theatre for Friday the 15th at 6 p.m. or Monday the 18th at 6 p.m. or call the box office on 01277 200305.
And I think in comparison, tickets are about £12 to £15 on other days, so definitely get booked in quickly.
Yes, it'll go quickly, that one.
One of the light festivals, light shows that we didn't mention last week is Enlightened at Barley Land. So this is returned from Friday, and it'll be running until Christmas Eve. It's a real family favourite. I've had loads of people mention it to me this year, and it is suitable for all ages and is fully accessible. The unique trail is a magical experience for all the family and the perfect opportunity to join together and immerse yourself in the enchanted, illuminated world. The play barn will be open. You can visit the animals too, which is great.
And you can also see Enlightened at Highland, which I went to on the night before that I went to Madeira. So I went to Enlightened, and it was really lovely. Me and my sister went around and had a kind of pre-holiday treat. We walked around with mulled wine, and we got to the end, and we had some lovely food, and there were some really nice things to see along the way, some interactive, and there was a really nice kind of fairy grotto bit as well. Really good.
Very good for the fam. That's from £12 per child, the cost for that. Is
you can spend quite a few hours there, so wrap up warm.
Okay. And you went to see Jack and the Beanstalk.
I did.
Yes.
Tell us more. I went to see Jack and the Beanstalk at Chelmsford Theatre last night, and we definitely had a very good, active children audience last night. There was somebody, some little guy sitting in the row, a few rows behind me, that was as funny as the cast on stage. It's your classic pantomime, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Chelmsford Theatre didn't disappoint in its rendition of a classic pantomime. It had everything that you could want in a panto, and yeah, really enjoyed it. It was fun, and you know, it's kind of nice to go out and laugh and be silly. Go to panto.
Do they have an adult
silly
version though?
No, they don't have an adult only version.
It's all about at the moment.
Yeah, no, they don't have an adult only version. But to be honest, the kids made it for me, and like, my kids are grown up and don't want to do panto anymore, but actually I really enjoyed listening to all these very sparky kids going. There was one point where they were saying, Jack was saying, you've got to go and sell the cow, and this kid behind me shouted, put it on eBay.
Oh, eBay, classic. Very
I
good.
Was like, you should be up there with them. But yeah, really good. So do book a panto this year, and as you know, lots of the pantos are doing really well in their booking, so you might need to get in there quickly.
Yeah, we've already seen the heat diagram from the Queen's Theatre as to when they're busy and sold out times are.
Yeah.
Right. In terms of other events, there's one more thing to mention, which I've been asked to mention. Kaleidoscope Christmas Party is Tuesday evening. So if you are a young person between the age of 17 and 24 and are LGBTQIA+ or questioning, please come along to that. It's free, it's at Premier Cinemas, and it's from 5:30 until 7. There will be Pass the Parcel and other games.
Nice.
Great.
Right, let's get back to our playlist, and we're going down a different do we want to go down that different route yet? No, we're not going to go down that different route yet. We don't want to do this one yet, do we? Because let me just get another one, because have we had, what have we not had so far? We haven't had the 1975. Let's play this one.
It's just come straight in, just be like.
She walks down the stairs, feeling herself, looking like she just won a court case. He's got a funny way of using the same four chords for every song he makes. And he's got Bill and he plays with the words like a skill, yeah, it's pretty great. Said his official friend died cause of officiate. Yeah, she's got Hannah and she plays the two in a grade eight, but she's got no soul. John's obsessed with fat ass and he's 10 years old. Said Alex is a sculptor and Olivia's been a vegan since 10. Well, Finn wears dresses while Debbie coalesces in a fleece that doesn't work. And I'll be giving my chair to my mom cause her back hurts. I get home on the 23rd. And it's Christmas, this is gonna be a nightmare. I just came for the stuff and not to argue about nothing but mark my words. I'll be home on the 23rd. Yeah,
That was the 1975 with Wintering. A different one.
It's quite a short song, yeah, isn't it?
It was quite a short one. Different as well. What are we talking about now? Books.
Back to books. So if you want to read something in physical form for Christmas, rather than maybe listen to a podcast, and something with the family, we've got the 9 best Christmas books for kids to read on the run up to the big day. So this is from musical books for preschoolers to festive classics, the best books for the little ones to read this Christmas. So this is from The Independent, and they've been doing some research to decide what books should be the best. So that includes... So basically, this was their criteria. They have made their cut based on kids reaching for the books again and again. So they had some kids with them. So these are the books that they kept on reaching for to read. Also, the books that gave them the warm and fuzzy feeling reading them.
Oh, nice.
Had beautiful illustrations, unforgettable characters, and left them feeling excited for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you read one book every Sunday leading up to Christmas, or maybe one special story on the night before the big day, or perhaps you just have one story that comes out every year that you want to kind of get rid of and get a new one in. And I guess we should probably up the Chicken and Frog bookshop. You could probably order any of these books there.
Oh, you definitely will be able to order all of them from Chicken and Frog.
Yes, for sure. So the best Christmas books for the kids for 2023 are, their best Christmas book overall is Luna Loves Christmas by Joseph Coelho, published by Anderson Press, and that is £11.95.
Do we know anything about this one?
No.
Let me just try and...
Yeah, there's I'll do the list and then we'll quickly read through. The best budget buy Christmas book is How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss, published by HarperCollins. We probably know about this book already, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This is one of the classic ones. Best Lift the Flap Christmas book. So very important with...
Very important.
...with the toddlers. This is Dear Santa by Rod Campbell, published by Macmillan Children's Books, and that's just £4. Best classic Christmas book was actually The Night Before Christmas by Clement Seymour, and you'll probably hear Claire at some point before Christmas reading a little bit of that book, because I think we usually do.
We do, don't we?
Yeah. There'll be a little bit of Claire's voice that you can listen to. And that specific copy by the Folio Society is £39.95. So on the more expensive side, but actually the Folio Society, if you don't know, is very luxuriously made books that you keep forever. So this is, if you're looking for that classic book that you're going to bring out every year to read together. And finally, the best audio Christmas book was The Snowman / The Snowman and Snow Dog, read by Matthew McFadden and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, nice.
And they've suggested that you can get that for the Toonies.
Oh, yes. Have they've got those in Chicken and Frog. Yeah, you can get them then there.
Yeah, so they're very cool. If you don't know what a Toonie is, it's a little speaker that you can put little characters on top, and the little characters will read the stories. And they're great for kids between the age of about 6 months to kind of primary school age, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's a way of getting your kids kind of listening to stories without being on an iPad or an iPhone or something. It's very physical, a Toonie.
Nice. And the Luna Loves Christmas, so go back to that first one. This is obviously award-winning children's laureate Joseph Coelho. And this is the fourth book in the Luna Loves series. And it celebrates separated families at Christmas and shows the power of giving to bring people together. Luna loves Christmas sometimes at mum's, sometimes at dad's. She gets 2 trees, 2 dinners, 2 advent calendars to open. But this Christmas, Luna's family are doing something different. They're volunteering. And Luna can't wait for them all to be together at the community Christmas dinner.
Oh, nice. That's lovely.
That is nice. So let's have a little bit more music, and then we'll come back after Belle and Sebastian.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. That mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
That was John Bon Jovi with Please Come Home for Christmas. I am going home for Christmas.
I'm going to my parents' house for Christmas, so nice. It's probably the same.
Yes. Right.
Home.
Yes. Well, look, that's all we've got time for today, and we're going to hand you over to the legend that is Nigel Fitzmaurice with the best soul and funk to get you through the rest of the evening. We will be back next week with a guest in the studio who runs
Christmas
an art gallery. Christmas guest. and some mince pies. And then we'll be talking a lot more about our pantomime, which is happening on Sunday, the 17th of December.
Very
so
exciting.
Don't forget to put that in your diary.
And if you want to suggest anything you'd like to hear on the show, probably about next year now, we're coming to the end of December, about the world of arts and culture, please get in touch at theartsprogramme@phoenixfm.com or find us on Facebook and X at Programme Arts.
X. Right, that's all for now then. I've been Claire.
And I've been Natalie, and this has been The Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends. You wish me greetings once again. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas.
by New Year's night. Friends and relations send salutations. Time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll never borrow Christmas and New Year. We'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow.
Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine.